Welcome, Silas, to our podcast. He already has some refreshment.
Silas, welcome to the Dinosaur Podcast, Dinosaur Facts with Julian. I hope you are enjoying your complimentary juice box. We picked specifically grape for you. Thought possibly it's what you want.
I like it.
Okay, great.
So good.
Julian's a very good host. We have juice boxes and we have trail mix.
Trail mix.
And we're trying not to eat all of them on microphone. However, I will allow some eating on the microphone. There's a very small fraction of the population that likes to hear chewing on the radio, but the majority of folks do not. Just letting you know.
This one's so quiet, though.
All right, so let's start this off. Let's break out some books. Let's find some facts. I know, Silas, you're bringing in some facts, coming in hot. So if you want, Silas, since you're our guest, feel free to take over the mic and share some of your specific facts. I know you've been doing research for the past 3 months just in preparation for this one moment. So,
No, I wasn't.
No pressure whatsoever.
No, I was not studying for the last 3 months. I heard about it just about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, we know that's not true. You've been spending at least a year of preparation for this, and it's okay.
Stop it. Okay. I did not.
It's okay. Don't be embarrassed with just how much pressure is on your shoulders right now.
I did not.
Okay.
You definitely
there isn't a test. There's no way you can fail at this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, Silas.
I got one joke, though.
Oh, you got a joke? You want to throw one out there?
Sure.
Why can't you hear the pterodactyl pee, I think?
No. Why can't you?
Why?
Can you hear? I think the joke is, why can't you hear the pterodactyl use the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, because the pee's silent.
Because the pee is silent.
I get it. Remember pterodactyl
in the beginning?
It starts with a P.
All right. It's your time. You're all juice boxed up. So let's hear some facts.
Okay, I've got a few questions first.
All right, on your phone? No pressure. It's just been 6 months.
The first one is, what is your favorite dinosaur?
If it was on this page right now, it would be Stegosaurus.
Okay.
And my favorite, which is a dinosaur that eats plants. And my favorite carnivore is probably Tyrannosaurus. Right?
No, I mean like your favorite dinosaur out of all of them on that page.
On the plant, it would be Stegosaurus, and on the meat would be Tyrannosaurus.
The next one is, how big was your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite dinosaur would be the Brachiosaurus, and it's so big.
No, like, how big is your favorite dinosaur?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I would just go with Ankylosaurus.
Okay.
I don't know how heavy it is. I'm just going to go ask Google.
Okay, be careful when hitting the microphone. Are you going to go ask Google?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring in one of our sponsors while Julian goes into the kitchen and asks Google a question. All right. We're going to quick break for one of our sponsors who helped pay for the show. We'll be right back.
Every dinosaur has their unique challenges in life, and we know that brontosauruses are no different. Knowing chronic neck pain is our leading cause of stress, we created DinoSore No More, the ointment just for brontosauruses. Simply rub in the daily 260 pounds of cream to your lower neck, and 15 minutes later, you'll be reaching for those high tree lines you grazed on in your younger years. Try DinoSore No More.
In Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, I'm almost finished. I'm on the last episode of season 3. It got released yesterday.
What was your theory?
Oh, my theory on the T-Rex arms is that they were not used very often, and over time they became less and less useful and therefore smaller and smaller, and eventually they may have disappeared completely. So there's a good chance that the T-Rex, if it had continued to live beyond the destruction of the dinosaurs, maybe he would never have had top arms ever again. Actually, I just looked up and got an answer. The T-Rex is revered as one of the most fearsome creatures to inhabit the Earth, with an average weight of 6 tons and the power to tear off 500 pounds with his massive jaws. There is a researcher who believes that the dinosaur's ridiculous body part, its tiny, puny, undersized arms, they have a reason. The arms, which were approximately only about 3 feet long, featured crescent-shaped talons that would be used to inflict mortal wounds to its prey. The short arm length, in particular, was actually beneficial for slashing, considered to be one of the tools it used when it got in close range with its prey. So it used its tiny little arms and its talons to slash its prey when it got really close.
Okay, can I just say the last two questions I have them in my head now? How do you think Pangea broke apart?
I have no idea what Pangea is.
Pangea is, some people call it the world before man. Like North America, South America, all the continents.
It feels like you're talking.
Connected. So pretty much everywhere from Europe to the North America, everything, even though Australia isn't considered a continent, everything was connected once at one time.
Pangea was essentially what was called the supercontinent. It was where all of the continents that we know now were all one gigantic landmass. That was like 200 million years ago. And Pangea,
it's 65 million years ago, where
began to break apart, mainly because the tectonic plates, the plates of the Earth began to separate.
That was the word. I remember now.
So over 200 million years, all the continents we know now, North America, South America, Europe, Africa, were all part of one landmass called Pangea. If an asteroid of the size that they estimate may have hit the Earth to cause the extinction,
the world's climate became too cold and dinosaurs froze or starved to death. See?
Okay.
And then the world's climate became too hot for dinosaurs to survive.
Okay. How big the asteroid was actually the size of
that made
Sedona, New Jersey.
It was as big as a town in New Jersey?
No, a city.
Oh, a city. Wow.
An entire city.
One entire city in New Jersey?
Yeah, it's as big as that city.
That's like in the Avengers Age of Ultron, where
I can't
Ultron
even finish
that
the movie Age of Ultron. Because I always have to go to bed. Age of Ultron, Ultron looks so cool.
Let's do a deep dive in one specific dinosaur. Which one should we get into?
This is Ankylosaurus. I like to call it Ankylosaurus. Ankylosaurus was a slow-moving armored plant eater. The big club on its tail was a powerful weapon. Ankylosaurus had chunky heads and thick bodies. In 2004, a nearly complete specimen was found in Montana. The fossil looked just like a monster from the 1984 film Ghostbusters. Scientists named it Zool after the movie.
What? Wait a second. So you're telling me that they found this dinosaur in Montana and it looked like the creature from Ghostbusters, and so they named it Zool.
And then they named it Ankylosaurus?
Okay. I didn't know that.
That
just blew my mind.
Wasn't that movie when Marshmallow attacked too?
Yeah.
Wasn't it these two people that fell in love and they were ghosts, and there was these like four demon-y monsters or something?
Yeah, there was the gatekeeper, and there was the keymaster, and both of them were turned into some sort of demon dogs.
They were goblin-y something.
And then in the end, they had to fight Zool, and they crossed the streams and destroyed the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It's one of the greatest moments in movie history.
And just the facts, length 20 feet long, 20 feet, and 6.1 Isn't it millimeters or something?
That's going to be
meters. And then, wait, 5,500 pounds, 2,500 kilograms, lived 122/66 million years ago.
All right, deep dive into the Ankylosaurus. All right, you got it. Is there a specific dinosaur that you're particularly drawn to that you're interested in?
Look in any book you want, even if you want to say a joke.
There's one that I've already known about that I really have got such that I really love for because my turtle was actually named after it. My turtle's name is Argentina. That's what got me into the Argentinosaurus.
Oh yeah, that's one of the biggest dinosaurs, I think. Or it's Brachiosaurus. So I think Argentinosaurus was the biggest, or it was Brachiosaurus?
I think it was either the Seismosaurus or the Argentinosaurus.
Seismosaurus?
Yeah, it's another sauropod.
That's not a thing. Seismosaurus doesn't sound like anything.
Oh, I forgot that was a carnivore. Wait, no, that was an herbivore. Julian, why don't we read some jokes?
Ooh, okay, yeah. Dinosaur jokes. Dinosaur joke time. All right, okay. Silas, you take the mic. Let's hear some jokes.
Which dinosaur wore a sombrero? It's pretty much a Mexican hat.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Close. Tyrannosaurus Mex.
I don't get it.
As in short for Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Which dinosaur wore a 10-gallon hat?
It might be Tyrannosaurus. I don't know.
Tyrannosaurus Tex.
As in Texas. Tyrannosaurus Mex and Tyrannosaurus Tex.
Do paleontologists enjoy what they do?
I don't know. That just makes no sense.
It says, yes, they dig their work.
Oh, I get it. They dig up dinosaur bones. They dig up dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
Yes, they dig their work. I get it.
And now a real quick break for our sponsor. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls from the millions of people who listen in every week.
The T-Rex is the all-time reigning champ of the dinosaur kingdom, feared wherever they appear and having no rivals. But you hear the snickering, the jokes, the teasing behind your back. Well, show them the new you with T-Rex arm extenders. Easy to apply even with stubby arms that don't in any way match your enormous body, T-Rex arm extenders will have you walking the plains of newfound confidence.
All right, guys, now is the time of the show where we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to play one of the people who've called in. If you have a question for Julian and our guests, please call in at 504-356-2161. That's 504-356-2161.
Hey, brothers, this is Mark from Golden Meadow. I got a quiet dinosaur question. Is the dinosaurs eat other dinosaurs? Thanks for answering the question, bro.
Isn't that obvious? Yes!
It's so true with the carnivores. Anything that has sharp teeth.
Sometimes herbivores have sharp teeth.
Yeah, but...
So the carnivores were the dinosaurs that ate other dinosaurs. And the herbivores are the ones that did what? They ate
mostly
plants?
Herbivores ate plants and meat.
Animals. Plants and animals.
Here's the next question.
Hi, yeah. This is Barbara from Wisconsin. And I just want to know, do dinosaurs breathe fire? I'm just curious about that. Okay, bye.
No, there is no so
obvious.
It's obvious that it doesn't. It's possible, but there's no sign of any dinosaurs breathing fire. I'm sorry, but...
Dinosaurs, they almost look like dragons, though.
Yeah, I guess so, but... No, they do not breathe fire.
I am sorry, Mara.
I am sorry, but...
It's Barbara.
No. Barbara, sorry. They do not breathe fire, Barbara. Sorry. I am very sorry.
Barbara, get back here now.
Julian, why do you have to be so crazy about that?
Once again, if you'd like to call in and leave a question for the podcast and potentially get it answered in a future episode, call 504-356-2161 and hopefully we will answer your question on the air.
This is Julian's grandmother, and I have a question. A Stegosaurus had armor on its back. So, when it was going to defend itself from another meat eater, did it use its tail? Was that his weapon? I have another question. What do you call a dinosaur with a really good vocabulary? A thesaurus. Thank you.
I think her question was,
what did it use the most for fighting? I know why it used the plates were to protect it from the Tyrannosaurus from trying to scratch it, and then the tail was just for a whacking in the face.
It could be in the leg or anything. But the most weaponry was the tail with the spikes. The plates were used for defense, but there was also another reason for them. If it got too cold, it could heat up by the plates.
I said that in the first broadcast.
And it could cool itself down on a really hot day.
Yeah, and it has
a brain as small as a walnut, too.
Oh, I remember that thing.
Thank you, Silas, for being on the podcast.
Thanks for letting me be here. I had a lot of fun, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
Thanks once again for Silas for being our guest today at Dinosaur Facts with Julian. We will be back soon for another broadcast. If you'd like to leave a question or be involved in the podcast in any way, call 504-356-2161, and we will see you soon.